Okay, it's March 31st. We are somewhere in the corona pandemic. How do you experience the situation at the moment?
On my side, I'm experiencing it in two or three ways. One, on my personal level, I experience this as a time that as long as I keep more distance or I keep the social distance, I feel it just as a physical part of it. But I want to keep and maintain the inner distance with all my friends. I want to feel them. I want to bring them close to my heart. I don't want them to go away. I want to feel them. I want to feel the struggle. We are struggling together, not alone at that physical distance, but together in our inner distance. We are close, we are together, and I feel this is very important. So I feel I'm open connecting to my friends all over the world within my community, and I just bring them as long as I'm sitting maybe in my house or in my room. I think of them and I feel, okay, my friend, you are there. No, don't give up. At that distance physically, I'm just close. I'm just right in your heart, and you're just right in my heart. Let's keep on fighting. Let's keep on facing this pandemic in a positive way so that we can remain positive to ourselves and support ourselves, how we can continue to live together. Because as long as we wake up the next day, that means we still have life to live. That is on my personal level. And my community level, I feel this community of mine is very strong. I feel it's very strong because I see it right now that the women, the men, the youth, the children, they say, okay, we have been together, we have been eating together, we have been sleeping together, all this. But now here is a time we are forced by time, by not a nature to stay distance. But we feel this is not a natural thing. It's something that came to bring us closer to the soil. Bring us closer to see exactly what we are doing to make sure that the other people are safe, or to see the way we have been living together. How have we made, how where have we gone wrong that we might have concluded or bring this to ourselves? And now, feeling these people and how they build the resiliency is that they have, first they feel we are strong. And the issue of cleaning hands, it's part of the community. And again, they feel, they say, okay, we are cleaning this, but how do we clean our hearts? Are we cleaning our hearts too? The person I've been hating before, the person we have not been talking to before, can we talk? Can we share? Can I forgive? Can we try to build reconciliation and see that as our hands are getting clean, our hearts also getting clean? And this will be like cleaning the air, cleaning ourselves, and creating a new life. Even if this is gone, then we know who we are and where we go together. And this is, I see it in terms of how this time here in my community is preparing land, because the long rains are soon to come. So everybody is busy in the farm preparing this. And how they speak about this pandemic of coronavirus, they speak like this is a huge buffalo that everybody of us, we cannot beat it. Because once you see the buffalo, you see death.
Mm.
So we have, it's time we practice our inner death before the physical death comes.
Wow. Mm.
So I feel as long as this, sometimes I feel, wow, I'm so great. I'm very lucky to be in this community right now, because there is no fear. Mm-hmm. There is no this fear of like, only that is how I'm part of my community. The third way is how this pandemic is proclaimed in the media, is proclaimed, and how the measures the governments are taking and trying to enforce to the people how to need to stay safe. So all these measures, some of them are very new, like the social distancing, and like here in my country, we have a curfew that we cannot move from the house after 7 in the evening until morning 7. And this is something that is new in the culture. We have to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also creating a bit of fear. And sometimes I see other how this is, people really die physically before even the death of the corona. So I feel as we, I think it's the authority to create awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Because our level of education is different. Our level of understanding is different. But I believe we have a natural communication within us as a human being that we can understand even without speaking, even talking.
Yeah.
So I feel this is the time that the authorities also have to feel with the people.
Mm-hmm.
And if possible, to bring the people closer and the people to bring the authority together so that we don't collide,
mm-hmm.
but we together facing and fighting together. And I feel this right now, it's a somehow in my community or in my country, it is taking place. But in terms of like 2 to 3, 4 days since the curfew was announced, it was really a struggle for both the authority to reinforce it.
Yeah.
You see, some people have gone to court, some people have gone. So this is something that needs to create the space of a natural communication in terms of during pandemics.
Mm-hmm.
I think natural communication is really, really important even during this time of pandemics, because it creates even not talking, but you can feel right now, as I'm sitting here miles away from you, but I feel so much connected because I feel you right there.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think this is the space that we really, I view corona as. I agree, I totally agree that it is there. And it's a pandemic during our era or our lifetime today. But together, we may find a solution that we may live with it, or we may eradicate it, or somehow, if we can also try to find and copy the resiliency of the trees during pandemics, because trees also face pandemics like the storms, diseases. How do they communicate? And how do they copy, empower themselves and become even stronger and stronger during the storm? And a few branches, yes, will go down, but the trees will remain, and together they will continue. Mm. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you for that.
Well, thank you for sharing this. So we talked about the current situation, and you also talked about what you learn about your community, about yourself. I want to invite you to look ahead. So maybe think of a time where we learned to live with that virus, in a sense. No, where the pandemic is not so intense. What do you want more of or less of in your life, your community, or your society? Is there something you want more of, or something that you want less of after we collectively went through this time?
First, I would love to say that what I would love to see more or less, what I would love to see more is how we can together maintain our inner connectivity, our inner distances, to maintain them.
Mm-hmm.
Because this will make us together live with the virus either,
mm-hmm,
or without it, depending on how the world, the mechanism, and the scientists, and how all these are doing, and the researchers who are doing, are to come up with a solution to this problem. That is on the part of the scientist. But on the part of our, as people, we need to be more connected. We need to be more feeling, to use our heart more than to use our brains. Because our brains make our body weak. Once you use your brain, your body somehow weakens, because you can do, you can feel this if you really worked hard over the day, throughout the day. In the evening, you feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But if you try to listen and open your heart and to feel the other person, it's even nourishing your body in terms of getting together. So in future, after this, I just want to see this connectivity, to see this feeling. And I think it will, with this feeling, issue and hearing and listening to our hearts, it will be more peace creating or creating peace together. And this will also open or broadens our innovation, our innovativeness, our creativity, because it feels like I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what is happening, maybe we are living together with the pandemic right now. Maybe it's something that our body have overcome, and now we can still live with it. But as long as we maintain the social distance, still we have to maintain our inner distances of closeness, so that we can broaden our thinking capacity, we can broaden our humanity, we can broaden our peace building, we can also get our communities being involved to what we say is a resiliency in a peaceful way.
Mm.
And this will incorporate nature, will incorporate how we live together. Because once we have adopted the cleanliness, we clean our air, we plant more trees, we do this, we still create that closeness, not only to our bodies, not only to ourselves as humanity, but in a total way, in a holistic way, meaning that we're including all these. So that is my dreaming. And in this dreaming, I see a peaceful and a very health and just environment where all we can live to our fullest potential. Yes.
Thank you. And maybe you even answered already the last question, but I will ask it anyway. Maybe there's more, but maybe this is just it, what you just said. So the last question is, if you think of the future, what is your wildest dream, your highest dream of what could happen after going through this pandemic? What don't you even allow yourself sometimes to dream of?
I know that in any way, someday I will die.
Yes.
That I know.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm aware of that, it doesn't matter what will take me home. Maybe I use a train, maybe I fly, maybe I just walk there, or maybe I sleep and I find myself there. I don't know. So there is no way I can be afraid and fearful, and someone to brings a lot of panic in me I'm already aware that I will go there. So, the,
yes.
So the thing is, how do I prepare myself to go there? How do we prepare ourselves to go there? Do you want to go there with panic? Do you want to go there while crying? Do you want to go there with a lot of fear? Or do you want to go there peacefully? It's how you make it. Mm. And during this time of pandemic, for me, it's just a reminder for everyone. As long as our friends whom we have lived together in this world have already crossed the other side because of this pandemic, I feel sad about that. But they're home right now.
Mm. Wow.
And with that, I feel they are looking at me and say, hey, Emmanuel, stop fearing. There is a place for you here. Just take your time there. And maybe you are not meant to go to come here using that van of called coronavirus.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe something else will bring you here. So take that with full awareness and let others be aware and also tell others, you don't have, we have to be aware that is here, but we don't have to put the panic that we are just going there. Mm. Like you are, we are creating our world, the future, like meaning the most, we are making our future most hostile because of this fear that I'm going to, I will die. Who told you you are going to die because of corona?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who told you that?
Yeah.
People get sick and people get healed.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I will stop the recording. Yes? Thank you.